The parsha of this week in Chutz Loretz is Baalei Yisrael. So in that parsha we have something unique. Those are parentheses in the middle. The Vayib in Shoyorin is written in between two upside down nunim. That's like parentheses. So the Ramban brings that this parsha is not at the place it should be, but they put it here in order to divide in between Puronis le Puronis, in between bad things Klal Yisrael did, in order they shouldn't be Muchsek be Puronis. That's the Ramban. So I don't know what was actually to learn over here. So a chazoka means when you three times did a thing which has a similar content. That has to be, you have to understand, those three things have to be connected. When you do three things which are not connected, a person makes an avera, he is chas v'sholom, he speaks Lashon Hara. You never speak, I understand, but you speak Lashon Hara once, and then he's machal Shabbos chas v'sholom, the rabbonon, and then that doesn't create the chazoka. A chazoka creates something which these three things have something, a common denominator, you call that. I think that's a good word over here too. So a common denominator, and then three times makes that this should be a part of you. And you know that shouldn't be. The parenthesis came in there, and it's mafsik bein puronis le puronis. So the Rabban asks, what is the first one? The second is misoinen imra, and the third one is hisavutayve. We'll speak about that. What's the first? So he says, the first is that they went away from Har Sinai. Ketinak aburech me beis ha-sefer. Perhaps you heard that once. Ketinak aburech me beis ha-sefer. Why does a tinoik run away? Yeah? So I don't think I have to explain that to you, that what you think. A tinoik runs away because there is fun outside. That's right. In a yeshiva, it's a little bit, you know, whatever it is. But outside, there are various interesting things going on. That's the way you learn it. The Ramban doesn't say it. And this is the mafteach. This is the key to understand what is this chazoka. The Ramban doesn't say that tinoik aburech mebeis ha-sefer because perhaps out of the school, there will be better things to do. Because you understand, they were in the desert, and when you run around in the desert, there are not too many things to do there. Yeah, so where do you want to go there? You know, it wasn't running away from Har Sinai; they were just meeting the desert. So we had nothing to do there. So the Ramban says the tinik is berech mebeis ha-sefer because he says I am happy with what I got, and perhaps he will teach me more. And I don't want that. I'm happy with that. Let me live, you know. Fine. I'm very happy learning. I'm very happy doing what you are telling me to do. But that's enough. Yeah? No more. And the tinoik runs away because it says, perhaps there will be more inside. I don't want more. I have enough. Not because outside there's something better. Because he doesn't want more. This was always a riddle for me. I asked that big Talmid Chachomim, perhaps Rav Moshiv Rav Zutnik knows, I don't know. I asked, I had a solution, I will tell you the solution, but it's not clear, it doesn't say really. It could be, they told me that could be what you say, but you don't have a real raya for that. I don't know. Because when they were standing on Har Sinai, they got the Aseres HaDibros. And in the Aseres HaDibros, however you will say that, they were understanding that there will be, or they already had it, in a rudimentary, in a beginning form, they had Tariag Mitzvahs, because the letters of the Aseres HaDibros, they are 620, which that was 613 plus 7 Mitzvahs the Rabbono. Yeah? So they understood that. They understood the thing. So I don't understand. Now they got the Mitzvahs and they know we have 613 Mitzvahs, but this is according to my own reality, because I have 613 parts of my body. Yeah? 248 Eivorim and Shin Samachay, 365 Gideon. So what did they think? Perhaps he'll give us more, but they will have horns. They are covered. The thing is covered, you know. Everything I have, every possibility in my life that I should express myself is covered by the Torah, because you have 613. So they don't, de facto, they didn't get 613 perhaps, but they understood that's the concept of Torah, because that's what they were standing on Har Sinai. So what does it mean? Perhaps I'll give more. No, there's no more place, you know. No space left. The point is that you don't know what space you have. You don't know. Perhaps you have more space. Perhaps you have another realm. Perhaps there's more to you. This is the. It's not that he wants to teach me another thing, which that is not good for me. He will reveal that I'm not the man which I thought I am. I have a connection to something which is way different than what I thought about myself. And perhaps there I also have a mitzvah. Huh? Perhaps there I also have a mitzvah. And this I didn't want. No, I'm happy with what I am. I'm happy. I'm obligated. I do whatever I'm obligated to do. And I am what I am. That's it. I'm happy with that. That's the mistake. And look, this is very relevant over here, because I want to explain to you how that works. That means the problem in the first stage was that they didn't want to be more what they are. Because that is something very deep in a human being, which he wants to be more. A human being wants to be more. A human being will be relentlessly running after being more. Yeah? And now look, that's the first. The second is Hisoyin Imra. The Hisoyin Imra, the Ramban says that. After they run away from the, they were running away from the Har Sinai, they were not happy with themselves. That's the Lashon of the Ramban. They were not Sameach Ba'atzmoy. That means, now, okay, I don't want to go for more. I'm with myself. But in the end, I'm disappointed. I can't, because that's not a human being. A human being always wants more. Always wants more. And I said, no, in the Har Sinai, I am what I am, and I got the mitzvahs, fine, I'm happy, I don't want more. And then comes a stage by a person where he says, but it's boring. It's boring. It has, no, this is, I'm unhappy with where I am, you know, I want to have more. Because that's the deepest, perhaps that's the deepest trait in a human being, that he wants to be more than what he is. That's one of the deepest things you have. Yeah? No other creature has that. No, a lion wants exactly to be what he is. He wants to eat a zebra, that's right, but that's it. Yeah? He doesn't want to be more, different. A human being wants to be more. Wants to be more, wants to be more. Yeah? And then you stand with, you are with yourself, and then that's it. And then comes the third stage, and that's the Ramban. That is a flabbergasting thing. Raman says, and then you reach that you want more in rotten places. His Abu Taiva means you had enough. You were eating the mon and that was enough. But you were having a taiva to eat rotten things. The way there are sick people which you want to eat pecham, that means coal or things which have no taste. But they enjoy that they should do rotten things. Because this is a human being. A human being wants always to be more. And when you don't have more in the tzad atoiv, you will want more in the rotten tzad, in the rotten side. Huh? I think the Ramban is an exact illustration on the American society. That's right. But an exact one. It's an exact illustration. Because you want to be more. But it's unbelievable. I sit here, you know, I sit here in the yeshiva with you, and I see over here Bochim, which they, perhaps not knowledgeable, but they have a certain urge to be more, you know. But I'll go back to Eretz Yisrael and say, I was in the five towns, and the third yeshiva with Bochim, which they want to learn more, they will look at me bewildered, you know. They will look at me, not shy. We know the people over there, you know. I know these families, you know, comfortable, you call that comfortable. That's this American thing which you have, and then we have you have this which it makes a little bit a dent in your belly, you know, it's comfortable. You know, huh? Comfortable people. Frum people, but comfortable. There are bochim which want to learn more. They would say, you're crazy. No, it's not shayach, you know. It's not shayach. It is shayach. But when you look at the American society, in your dalet vachetzi ames, no more. You don't have to look far. You just make it like this. And then you see it. You see people which you go for rotten things. It's unbelievable, you know? It's unbelievable. That's why I came here, you know? That's why I came to Lawrence, to five towns, because the matzav is dangerous, you know? Because the rotten things are happening, at home. You don't have to go far, and you look around, you see it. And that's human nature! That's not out of the normal. That is the chazoke. That's the disastrous development. When you always want more, always. When you don't want more, and you think you can't be happy with what you are, you'll be bored. Misoynim ra. Ach, that's schwach, schwach, schwach mit mir allein. It's schwach. I want more, but you gave up on the Har Sinai. You gave up on that. That perhaps there is more to you. And you can be committed to the Borei Olam more than you thought. You gave up on that. And you stay with yourself. And you're happy. In the beginning you're happy. Smeichim. The Ramban says smeichim. They're happy people. They're happy with themselves. We got the mitzvahs. We are happy. We do whatever it is. And then you begin to be unhappy. Because you have to have more. And then where do you look for? Yeah, you just escaped from the Har Sinai. Where do you look for? Then you look in bad places. That's the Ramban, huh? Unbelievable. I didn't know the Ramban knows where we are, you know? It's an exact definition, exact illustration. So this you have to cherish, you know? You sit here in the five towns, and you are not too much, you know? This is a question of a personality movement. It's not that you have to reach somewhere. This is another thing we could once discuss. You don't have to reach anywhere. That's not the point of reaching. It's a point of this dimension you have within you. You have a dimension that you want more. This is a very healthy dimension. A very healthy. And when you can activate this dimension in Kedusha, that you want more in something, a little bit more learning, a little bit better davening, a little bit longer, a little bit another thing to do, not too much pressure. I'm not the guy which makes pressure, you know. My children grew up in a jungle, yeah. That's where my children grew up. But always it was a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit something more. There is more to it, something more to it. That is healthy, and then you'll grow. And then you'll grow within the Kedusha, and you will not feel the urge that you have to import rotten things. Which that is today. You read the Ramban, I don't know how people read the Ramban 150 years ago. I don't know. What did they think? It's like, well, I will mashug it all, you know? But it's rotten things that you eat coal, you know? You eat rotten food. Who eats rotten food? I don't know whether you went once to these things, you know. I think, for example, a roller coaster or bungee jumping. That's rotten food. Who needs this experience that you nearly die and yet you don't die? What? That's rotten food. That's absolutely rotten. Das stinkt bis in Himmel, you know. That is... That's what it does. But people enjoy that. They pay for it. You believe me, when you would pay me for a roller coaster, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go there. I'm not meshuggah. Why should it be enjoyable? It's rotten. Why should I enjoy this feeling? I fall down five stories and I'm not killed. You know? Gewaldig, you know? That's rotten. Rotten food. Rotten food is in abundance available over here. in abundance. That's only the surface, what I said. I can't say more, you know. There's rotten food everywhere, you know. And I don't know how people, 150 years, 200, 500, nearly 1,000 years ago, the Ramban wrote that thing, you know. And he wrote that, and I can't imagine how did he know that this is the development, you know. How did he know? But he knew. Today we see it. Today we see this exactly what it is. When you are not going for more than you are, you will go for more. But you'll go in the rotten side. So I think that is a thing we can learn from the Ramban in order to have an inner pride. Not that we are better than others. We are simply normal. Huh? And not that you are better. You are not better people. I am for sure not better. Perhaps you are better people, you know. I am for sure not. But simply being normal. A normal human being always wants more. But the question, where? So when we are going for that, the way I see over here, that you go for more in learning, in davening, in time involvement, and all these things, you are going for a little bit more. That is the biggest key for your own hatzlocha. That you'll be able to grow in a very normal way and don't feel the urge to import rotten things. That's what I think is a good message from the Rabban for this parsha. Okay? Atkam. Zeigesund.